Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ's Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3:30 or 3 or 12. Any one of those, the place to be every 3:30. So, today we will be talking about NCAA bracketology and what's going on with March Madness and all that sort of stuff. It really is cool. It's predicting. It's what I like to do. I like to predict who's going to win. I like to pick in all the stats and, turn that into a prediction, almost like a weatherman. And then we'll also be talking about St. Patrick's Day and what went on there and what I did and all that sort of stuff, as well as Pi Day, 2.14. It was actually the longest, the biggest pi number that we're going to have for a long time because for about another 100 years. It was 3.14159265 3. And if you, that second is the biggest Pi Day ever. Well, for another 100 years, that is. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. And, we're just going to have some fun. So, let's hit it off with talking about March Madness. So, it is pretty much guaranteed that Kentucky will get the number one seed in the Midwest. Now, they're going to be going up against. It's projected that they're going to be going up against Hampton. And these are projections, by the way. They're not what's concrete. This is not official what the league has said or anything. This is just the projection. So. Kentucky basically has the number one seed in the Midwest. Coming in the number two seed is Wisconsin. And so Wisconsin is going to end up with, if they stay in the same spot that they're in right now, Wisconsin's going to end up with an Elite Eight game against Kentucky. And last year, if you go back to last year, Kentucky stole the game from Wisconsin, and that was heartbreaking. And so I'm sure Wisconsin has a little bit of fire in them, to try and beat Kentucky. And it's going to be interesting. Kentucky is a really good team, and they have been playing really good. And Arkansas, I think their game against Arkansas, they're beating them by a good amount. I'll check the score here in a second. But, yeah, Kentucky is the number one seed in the Midwest. And then the other three are going to be contest. Right now, I'm looking at SB Nation's bracket, and their projection is a big one is in the South between Virginia and Gonzaga, but that's going to be a close one to see who will fight up there for the number one spot. Duke and Arizona, that's a big matchup because they're both very good teams, and so it's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. And the last one will be Villanova and Kansas to see who will be there. Now, this bracket, I don't know, for the Final Four, I'm sure most of you are wondering what's going to happen here, what my prediction is there. I'm going to say Wisconsin. I'm also from Wisconsin, so if I want to stay in the house, I want to have to pick Wisconsin, So, so there's that. Frank Kaminsky's there. He's a key player. He needs to be healthy throughout this whole thing. Otherwise, Wisconsin's going to go down. Really, the loss that has, haunted them throughout this whole season was to Rutgers. Rutgers isn't even in this March Madness bracket. There's no way that they're getting into it. But why they lost is because Frank Kaminsky wasn't playing. So if Frank Kaminsky gets injured, that's pretty much it for Wisconsin. So we'll see about that. So Final Four, Wisconsin, and then for the Midwest, and then for the East, I'm going to go a little bit underdog. I'm going to go with Kansas. And then for the West, I'm going to go, I'm going to go with Arizona, just because I think they're a good team. They just need to get on track. And then for the South, I'm going to really go with an underdog here. Not Gonzaga, not Virginia. Virginia may well, very well be in this. They very well way. They might be in the Final Four. We'll have to see how that plays out. But I'm going to go with a huge underdog, Louisville. I think those boys have some fight in them, and I think they're going to be able to, surge past everybody else. And, it's really about the heart and the kids and what they really want, whoever wants to win more. And that's who's going to win that game. As long as everybody stays healthy on those four teams, I think they're going to make it. Again, that's Wisconsin, Kansas, Arizona, and Louisville. Those are my four teams that I'm seeing in the Final Four right now. So that's going to be interesting. Today, going on right about now, is Wisconsin and Michigan State, the Spartans and the Badgers. This should be a good one. An old rivalry between these two in football and basketball. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Connecticut and SMU just got started too. So we'll be looking out for that. I think SMU, I don't know if they're in the, I think they're in the March Madness bracket here. We'll see. Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the brackets and my predictions and all that sort of stuff. But I will tell you this, March Madness is my favorite time of the year for basketball, that and the NBA playoffs. Because I'll tell you what, as much as I love basketball, it is really hard to keep up with everything that's going on, with how many games there are. There's like three games a night. If you're watching, if it's your job to, analyze these teams, then it's easier. But just watching it for fun, it's hard to keep track of everything that's going on. Those are my predictions for the bracket. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. Be pleased to meet every Sunday at noon. We'll be right back with some St. Patrick's talk. Here we go.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida. All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever. It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat, like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, every Sunday at 3, I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back. So, I want to talk a little bit about the history of St. Patrick's Day. Now, my name is Patrick, my real name is, stands for PJ, any of you that didn't know that. I find St. Patrick's Day to be a pretty cool holiday. So, St. Patrick's Day is always held on, it's held right around March 17th, which was the death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron, um, or patron saint of Ireland. So he was, you know, this big guy and, well, big in Ireland. So St. Patrick's Day, otherly known as the Feast of the Saint, was the day of the Festival of St. Patrick. So it's a cultural celebration, and it's pretty cool. And it's basically honoring this guy. It's kind of cool. We went out yesterday, and in Florida, or in Tampa anyway, they dyed our river green, and they do that in a lot of other places too, like in Boston, all that sort of stuff. And I thought it was really cool, and, you know, the way that they do it is really cool too. They basically have a boat, and they have a lot of dye on this boat, right, of course, and they're just filling it out of the back of the boat, and they're just driving down the river, and it's pretty cool. And it was funny because some of the boats that you saw go through there, you know, the motor behind them and stuff, it was kicking up the water, and it made the water look yellow, and I was like, kind of like pee or something. So, you know, they had this whole deal going on there. They had like music, and they had people coming out from schools and stuff, and like orchestras, and they had different tents, and they had this little park area where me and my friend threw the football a little bit, and then they had a little bit of the water parks, and it's right by the Children's Museum, if you guys know that. It's this park, so really cool. And I actually went to the Children's Museum before. I actually did a live remote from there once, and it was pretty cool to be around there. And then, I don't know, it was just a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. And we came down by the pool afterwards, and I swam around a little bit. I haven't swam in a while, so I kind of forgot how to swim a little bit. I'm not the fastest swimmer now, or as fast as I was, but yeah. And then we grilled out steaks, and we ate this nice dinner, and then we went to go see the movie Chappie, and Chappie is actually really cool. I don't want to spoil anything, but I'll just say this right now. The creator turns out to be a robot, and it's really cool, and kind of funny too. So the way the robot acts and all that sort of stuff. And it is rated R, but I would say that it's more PG-13. I don't find how it is rated R. It has a good amount of language in it, but besides that, it's pretty fine. And violence, yeah, exactly. But it was a good movie overall, and it was kind of crazy how some of the things you could do and how the robot was nice but can also have this mean side to him. And yeah, it was cool. We saw that, and then we came home. So yeah, that was my St. Patrick's Day. It was also known as Pi Day. It's on the 17th, but they colored the river green on Saturday because it was a Saturday and it was probably the best time to do that. So St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th. My bad. My mom has just informed me of that. So thank you, Mom. So yeah, we did that and it was pretty cool. And Saturday was Pi Day, or 3.1415926 53, which is the biggest Pi Day that we'll have for another 100 years. Or not biggest Pi Day, but biggest Pi Second. Yeah, most accurate. Yeah, exactly. Because 3.14, as most of you know it, and then it goes on to 1.5 and all the other digits. Pretty cool. Also known as 22 divided by 7 and all those sort of stuff. Pi is a really cool number. Anyway, I thought that was pretty awesome. And we had apple pie for dinner, which is really good. My mom cooked it, so of course it's going to be good. That's pretty much it for St. Patrick's Day. That's pretty much all that we, well, St. Patrick's weekend. We did some stuff this morning, and it was really cool. Anyway, Sarah Ingham, PJ Sports Talk, these used to be every Sunday at noon. We'll be right back to talk a little bit about freestyle, and, we'll do some other stuff. So stay right here. We'll be right back.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans. And wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I am here with a special guest, and we're going to be talking about Jameis Winston and the Bucks. Can we call you James?
You can call me James. That's great.
What is your point on the, or what is your opinion on the topic?
Well, I think the Bucks need to draft Mr. Winston and draft him and get him in Tampa as quickly as possible, and let's get the stadium filled up and win some games.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about sales and what Jameis Winston would bring to Tampa if he came here instead of Marcus Mariota and the fan base that it grew.
Well, certainly he would bring a great deal of excitement. He has a lot of personality, which I feel is going to make more people want to come and see the Bucks. And he certainly has the experience in a pro-style offense, which will add something to the Bucks offense and make them a better team. I think, it's a no-brainer as to who we take as our first draft pick. And the reason I say that is because he's a proven winner, and he certainly will, as I said, bring a huge amount of excitement and energy to the stadium if we can get him here.
And there's a lot of Florida State fans in Tampa, so I'm sure that it'd bring a lot of people, Seminole fans, to the stadium. Also, Marcus Mariota, if you take a look at the way that he ran his offense, you're talking about how Jameis Winston ran a pro-style offense in college, whereas Marcus Mariota was very fast-paced, and it was all based on tempo, where the NFL basically knows how to deal with that. They dealt with RG3, and they, found what his spiel was, and Marcus Mariota is no different. He's a athletic quarterback that can run around and throw the ball really well. Sounds a lot like RG3, who is now not doing so well. Also, with this type of player like Marcus Mariota is running around, he gets hurt very easily. Because these linebackers, these safeties, they run into you, and it's basically like getting hit by a truck. It's basically that same collision, and it's happening. The only thing protecting you is some pads and a helmet. So it's I mean, it is a force. So, but Jameis Winston is used to staying in the pocket and making passes, and he knows how to win. It was kind of like Tim Tebow. They didn't the Bucs didn't take Tim Tebow, and I don't know why. He would have, a lot of fans would have increased their profit, and as well as he knows how to win, and that's basically what Jameis can do. The only thing that he has to learn is to not get so frustrated when something doesn't go his way. If we take a look at some of the games, he threw an interception, and he turned around and went straight to the sidelines with, this mad, like, what if there wasn't a foul or, a flag on that one? And, he just needs to work on his behavior more than he does his game, I think. And then, he'll be a great player.
Well, I think if we surround him with the right people, we got some issues with the offensive line. We got to take care of that because no one can be great in the NFL if you don't have a great offensive line to protect you. So we got to address that issue. But I think when we look at the Bucs offense, we have a great running back. We have great receivers, and he'll be a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. And, if you look in his when he went to the Bucs, when he visited them, he went up to Vincent Jackson. He ran into him and he said, let's make Bucs a winning team. I'm ready to do this. And Vincent Jackson was like, yeah, let's go. And I think that's a really good start for him. Of course, Marcus Mariota is visiting the Bucs stadium Monday. So tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits in there. But I still think that Jameis Winston is going to be the better fit. This draft coming up it's going to be a big one for the Bucs because they do have the first round or the first draft pick, right? I think in the league they have the first draft pick.
Yep, they have the first draft pick.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Now, there's been a lot of, junk floating around the place, like, trading Drew Brees and all that sort of stuff. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it was just a bunch of baloney to get people all riled up and that sort of stuff. So we'll see. But I think that the Bucs will do good. I don't think that their problem is their coach anymore. They have a good coach. They have a coach that, knows how to win, that's brought the Bears to the playoffs,
right,
and knows how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And his offense, Washington's offense, was based on having a good running back in Matt Forte, which we do have. We have Doug Martin.
Right.
And also having a good quarterback in Jay Cutler. And Jameis Winston can be that quarterback, I think. They had Brandon Marshall, which, you could substitute out for Vincent Jackson. It can all be – they can be a winning team, and they can definitely go to the playoffs.
Jameis definitely has the quarterback smart. I don't know if you saw the one interview or one show where he was diagramming a play with one of the former San Francisco 49ers coaches. Actually, it may have been with the group. Maybe it was Mariucci. But at any rate, he diagrammed the play, and then he wiped it off the board, and then he told Winston to go up and diagram the play that he had just put up there. So he goes up and, unbelievable how he was able to grasp the concept so quickly. And I think part of it was because he had the same type of profile, offense that Florida State. But he got right up there and diagrammed that play out. So the kid's got a lot of great football smarts. And I think that's going to help him tremendously.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm sure that he needs a little bit of improvement on, some part of his game.
A rookie quarterback in the NFL has nothing but room for improvement.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to go through his growing phases, so we can't expect him to come in and be picture perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think he's the Bucs' future. And if we invest wisely in him, then we could be good for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's going to do it for our show. We're ending it off 5 minutes early, but that's okay. Hopefully you guys have a great Sunday afternoon, and make sure to watch all that March Madness stuff. And I will see you guys next week with a new update on James Winston and all that sort of stuff, and also the bracket and the bracketology. So, yeah, I will see you guys next week, and make sure to talk the talk and walk the walk, and have a great Sunday. Bye.